Dear Voyeur, as I'm sitting here writing this letter, I see you watching once again. I don't quite know why yet, but I need to find answers and, more importantly, clarity for myself at least. For months now, and who knows how long before I became aware, you've been watching me from the window across from mine, observing me through the glass like I'm some experiment, the subject of your twisted fantasies, perhaps? Am I the trapped little rodent in your maze, searching for an exit? I don't know your intentions as you stand there, your eyes burning holes over every part of my body. I should feel sickened. I did feel sickened. Afraid. Paranoid. I didn't know who to tell, what to say. I picked apart every thought in my mind over and over, doubting my own sanity, convincing myself that I'd invented a story that played out in my head. That you don't exist. But no. Day after day, night after night, your silhouette shadow, the stranger across the way, watching, staring, while I was unaware, you watched me. In my most intimate moments, the moments meant for me alone, you stripped me of my privacy and left me feeling violated. But I came to realize as time ticked by, there's a part of me in the dark recesses of my mind that likes, no, loves being watched, objectified, worshipped. That's when I understood that I have power over you. You need me, the object of your infatuation. Without me, there is no leading actress in whatever perverted script you play in your brain. I can see you out of my periphery. You're always watching, aren't you? It's an obsession. You just can't help yourself. You dirty fucking pervert. I want to know what you do when I touch myself. You know, down there, do you touch yourself while you watch me? I bet you do. While my fingers just probe and tease. Oh, the things you see me do to myself. Sometimes I'm such a naughty girl. I'd prefer the hands of a big, strong man to be stretching me out. It's such a shame that you're just a pervert who watches and can't touch. Well, can't touch me anyway. You'll never be able to touch me. I bet your dick gets so hard while spying on me, especially the times you see me with my favorite toy. That dick of yours will never be deep inside my wet pussy. And it really does get so wet. Things can just slide in and out so easily. Do you twitch when I bring that toy up to my lips and clean every last bit of my juices off? Oh, how much do you desire to taste me? My sweet, sweet cunt just begging to be cleaned out by a tongue. Oh, And when I put it in my ass, I love the feeling of fucking my own ass. So fucking tight. Keep dreaming that you'll experience that one day. Of course, you won't ever, so just keep watching. I will torture you until you can't take it anymore. Maybe you'll have the balls to respond to this, but I sincerely doubt it. Seal with a kiss, your obsession.